Were you looking for Depends? Because this diaper section's different than like the adult diaper section.
In the adult.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, it's the After Party. You can reach out to us if you have any no dumb questions. We take them. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, we got the party line, the party crasher line, 402-915-0962.
Ooh.
I'm in total grandpa mode.
What is going on with you?
Well, I just noticed this. I was at the store picking up some stuff. And across the aisle, when I was looking for a specific aisle, I see these like rubber colorful bibs that are rubber, and they have names on them like Future Foodie, just little things. Mm-hmm. And they had several colors. And you know, I'm going to be a granddad here soon because mm-hmm. The youngest is they're due in the beginning of August, or maybe even sooner. We'll see. So I found myself, I'm by myself too, mm-hmm. going down, trying to go, well, which one could I get? I need to get one of these. I can get one of these for Amelia. That's her name, Amelia. Then I thought to myself, what am I doing? I should just go over to the baby section. There's probably more things. Oh, my
God. They're like, sir, are you lost? Were you looking for Depends? Because this diaper section's different than like the adult diaper section.
In the adult.
Like, how dare you? But also, where?
Molly, I had to catch myself. I was like, what am I doing? Yeah. And I wasn't with Wyleen. The thing is, I was by myself.
Looking like a creeper in the baby section. Like, this guy's somewhat, get him out of here. We've got a creeper in aisle 12.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm in aisle 12. Are you talking about me?
They have so many good stuff for babies. Oh my God. It's nuts when you find those little newborn outfits, you know, and you realize they're not going to be wearing that for very long. You know, it's almost like I should just go to Goodwill and just go buy clothes from like secondhand and all that stuff. But I don't know. Is that not cool?
I don't think it's not cool. I mean, there's some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I am trying to think a lot of it. We got hand-me-downs, which is basically like friend Goodwill. You know what I mean? Where like people are like, I'm done with this. Do you want it? Because they're not that rough on it when they're that age. I mean, it's not like they're tearing through the streets or doing whatever. I mean, they're laying or they're being held. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is that they poop their pants or they spit up everywhere. And usually that's cleaned up. I mean.
Yes. Well, the stuff that I – last time I was at one of those Goodwill type places, they had a whole section. And they had bags of clothes and toys and stuff. So they must clean everything really well. You'd probably, I mean, it'd be bad if you did.
I think they clean everything before they put it out.
You would think. I don't know what the process is. I've never been in the back. I know that people sort it out somehow.
We went, we did that for volunteer hours. There's a place, I'm in Chicago. It's called Cradle to Crayons.
Oh,
and they also take clothes donations. And so that was the job for the girls that day. For like a couple hours, we went through all the bags and sorted them into different bins. So whether that was babies or kids or men's clothes, adult clothes, teen girls, all this kind of stuff, you know, you'd go through it. And then there was some stuff where it just didn't make the cut. Like it was too banged up to really, you know, to try to hand off to somebody else. Because people just shove everything in the kitchen sink and then just take it and donate it. And so when you're going through it, there is a process where it's like, this T-shirt's not gonna
Oh, and you get to choose. Now, when you do that volunteer work like that, do you get to keep anything?
Sadly, no. And I found...
you know, it's like, hey.
Oh, no.
Dibs.
I seriously, I was like, I will give you money for this. And he's like, we can't do that. I'm like, it was... like, my daughter, Mara, found it. Okay. It was in the bag that she was going through. And she brought it over to me. She's like, Mom. And I was like, oh, what? It was a black silk robe with a dragon.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Like, I was like, this was made for me. Like, this was made. And all the, like, moms and girls are like, they're like, Mrs. Kavanaugh. Like, that is you. Like, I mean, seriously, like, the moms are like, girl, you got to at least ask. I mean, who knows, right? Like, maybe... this has to happen where people are going through the bags and they come across something where it's like, can I buy it? Like, whatever. I felt terrible because the guy was like, no, you privileged little piece.
You're like, come on.
You are a monster. Put it in the bin. That's going to be somebody else's. And I was like, but I will pay for it. They're like, no, somebody gifted that to somebody else.
Next thing you know, you find yourself in the restroom there, and then you're putting it on putting it on underneath your clothes.
It was really neat. It was really cool. So they set those pieces aside, like pieces that are like particularly nice or of interest or something like that, and I don't know what they do with them, because they don't sell them to the privileged white woman who is sorting through the bags. I can say that.
I bet you can find a lot of stuff. I mean, just a lot of stuff that people, like, I was cleaning out the garage and I found a bag of shoes that were mine, that Wileen.
She was like, this didn't make the cut. They were the jorts of your relationship, much how Peter had to make that sad goodbye.
Well, they're in a, you know, obviously a donation item. And so they're in a bag, and I open it up, and I was thinking, oh, this must be some of Wileen's stuff. I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to take pictures and sell it. You know, I never want her to donate. I want, you know, not to places that sell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and when I opened it up, I'm like, hey, those are nice shoes. And I was just asking her the other day what happened to my, I have like these boots that
She's
I've had.
Like, I don't know. Don't look in the garage. And you're like, well, I'm cleaning out the garage. She's like, well, let me get in there first. There's a couple things I need to move around before you get in there.
She said we don't have the boots anymore. I never wore them. But lo and behold, they're in that bag, along with some other nicer tennis shoes that I never wear.
Why would she get rid of nice stuff?
Well, it's not that it's nice. It's just that it was time to go. I mean, I was inspecting a pair of Nikes, and I'm like, well, these are kind of wore out on the side. They probably weren't very comfortable. And then there were the boots. The boots are so stupid. If I wore those boots, I'd be laughed at any.
What kind of boots are they? Cowboy boots?
No, they're just like dress short boots that have a buckle around the front. And they're like, I probably got them 20 years ago.
Oh, my God. Good for her. She's like, seriously, no.
Anyway, yeah. And I added a bunch of shorts to it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go donate this stuff somewhere. Someone can utilize some shorts. Yeah.
Well, no, it's good. I mean, stuff's still got life in it. You know what I mean? And
it's hard to get rid of it. It really is.
I go back and think about, like, I know my mom gave away a ton of stuff, because there's things where I'm like, where is that? Like, I would wear that again. She's like, what? I don't know.
Exactly.
You're talking about, and that would, she was ruthless with that stuff. She would just get, you know, and you're like, come on. She's like, you never wore it. Like, you don't know that.
She's right.
She's right. But like, I would wear it again. I'd never get a rid, because I'm like, I think I have PTSD from my mom giving away stuff that now it takes a lot for me to give away a piece of clothing. Like, I have to be like, this serves no purpose. I will not wear this again. This isn't keepsake worthy because I hold on to stuff. I mean, I have dresses that I wore 20 years ago, 30 years ago that are still in my closet that I'll still rotate into the in every once in a while.
Well, see, that's, I mean, that's the cool thing about women's clothes is that it seems like women's clothes never really go out of style.
Depends on the style.
You know,
I'm pretty classic when it comes to that. Every once in a while, I'll get like a really wild or loud or very of the moment piece. Like I've got this purple dress that I love, but it was like of the moment. Like I wouldn't be able to pull that out right now. I've got to wait for a while until it comes back into fashion. But I'm not letting go of it because I'm like, that dress was awesome. And if I'm not going to wear it, maybe my daughter will.
Yeah, see, you have a daughter too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't pass on my fashion. I mean,
you shouldn't.
I mean, I can't.
You really,
I can't.
You really should not. Even if you do have two stepsons and they're both like, we're good. We're fine.
It's like when I walked out of the room wearing that dad tank top, what? Colin just stared at me. He's like, don't wear that, please.
I got those poor boys. You have had put a them through the doodle. Ringer.
Big old doodle on the front. It says doodle dad.
And it's a tank top?
It's a tank top. I don't like wearing tank tops anymore. I've looked at myself enough in pictures.
And yet you did. And yet you still.
I did. But now I don't wear them in public. I mean, I won't go in public with a tank top on. I don't have the body for that. No, I just look like a dad, just an old man walking around. You know, you've seen those guys walking around. They don't belong in tank tops.
Yeah.
Like, all right, already.
Is this because Wylene shamed you at that one gathering?
No.
No. Are you sure? Because you were pretty confident about wearing a tank top then, and that was in front of work people.
That was
so
the
it seems
Husker
like you've
game.
Kind of done a big 180 since then.
That was the Husker game, and I was hot. Just so if you didn't know what happened, I went to the kickoff last year of the football game, mm-hmm. Huskers taking on Cincinnati in Kansas City. Anyway, we went to the Omaha Steaks giant tailgate, and so we sat at a round table that was on the edge, and I was the only person sitting in the sun. Now I'm sitting in the sun. Everyone is shaded, having a good time, and I'm having mm-hmm. a good time, but I'm so hot.
Okay.
There's no breeze, and I'm just sweating. So underneath my shirt, I had a Husker, it was a tight Husker tank top. So I was just like, I need to cool down or I'm going to pass out. So I took it off and everyone was just kind of looking at me like, what's going on?
Oh my God.
And then Wylene was like, put your shirt back on.
You know, it's bad. Wylene, who is the sweetest, like, well, he is who he is. You know that you've really gone too far when she's like,
now we're in tank top weather, so there's that. Hey, what is this panic purse thing?
Oh,
what is that?
So there's this new trend called a panic purse. Now it's not like a bug out bag. It is different, but it does kind of sound like that. Like it sounds like in case of emergency, this is for anxiety. This is the idea that they're portable, like first aid kits for mental health. So like if all of a sudden you find yourself in a panicky situation, there's so much social anxiety. There really is more and more. I come across people that, you know, say that they, you know, struggle with it or that it's something that I think, especially post COVID, I think a lot of people, you know, were alone or spent time and then coming back out. Like it impacted you long term. It kind of reset your social battery in a way that maybe you never came back from.
And you can tell because remember when we got back to normal life, eye contact just disappeared. It's like nobody, even when you're walking by someone, everyone looked the other direction.
Really?
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot with the younger kids too. That just they don't have eye contact.
That's
they look
too
down
bad.
Or maybe they're used to it. I know it is. I hate it. I mean, you should always have eye contact. You don't know who's you're walking by.
You have to stay frosty.
Yes,
is that guy in a tank top? He should not be. You could miss my gorgeous judgmental opportunities like that, kids. Some guy in a tank top just look wandering up through the baby diaper aisle. And you're just like this
weird.
I can't even make this up. I got to take a camera photo of this.
So what's in the bag?
Things like gum or sour candy for the taste buds. Fidget spinners.
Okay.
They say, or like something that has like a texture. Like there are certain things that you can get for your phone. I've gotten those before where they're stickers and they're textured and you can follow the pattern. And it's something that you can do quite easily without just being distracted or whatever. Okay. People have them on their laptops, like by the mouse pad. They'll have them there. You can just kind of rub on that. Stress ball. They say a fan, like one of those little portable fans.
Oh, you mean not like a...
You know, like the little ones where it's like...
The battery. Okay, yeah. The battery operator.
They've got like those little guys. Anxiety meds.
Never.
Don't forget those beta blockers, kids.
Yeah.
A girl's best friend. But they also talk about like, you know, there's also stuff like essential oils, like lavender. I travel with lavender usually.
It's calming.
It's in the car.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's calming.
Helps you sleep and all that stuff.
It's in the car on the passenger side for when Peter drives.
Oh, really? He doesn't even know.
It's like, what are you smelling on? I'm like, don't worry about it. Oh my God, we're gonna die. So the idea is that you can keep all this stuff in like a cute little pouch that you can just throw in a bag. It's not something that takes up a lot of space, but it's there and it's ready for you when you start to feel like, I mean, I guess the thing that's so crazy is I essentially probably have one of these and just didn't know it had a name. Because I have like a little pouch in my bag that has different little things, but it's not all of it's for like anxiety. Like some of it is just, you know, like mouth spray, things like that. But like there are things in there where it's kind of, you know, like nice to have if in case.
Okay.
But makes this sense. Is the idea of it's supposed to be something like kind of fun and cute that people can sort of throw with them whenever they want to go. And I guess, I mean, panic purse or panic pouch is just like a fun term for it. It's not necessarily like you're going into a panic, but it's kind of like if you start feeling
a little on edge,
you've got like your little friends right there with you.
Don't write panic purse on
it. Panic purse. It's going through your bag. You told me that I could get some gum, but I wanted to ask you about a little bag I found.
Yeah, the panic purse.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is brought to you by Who's Right, the only subscription service that settles arguments between Big Party and Molly. Simply enter the topic and it instantly replies. Molly's technically right, but Big Party refuses to accept it. Upgrade to premium and it'll just tell Big Party he's right so everyone can move on. Who's Right? Because resolution was never really the goal. Now back to the Big Party Show.
All right, no dumb questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the weight?
Unknown.
What's the weight of a cloud in the sky?
Unknown.
Do fish ever sleep? Do they blink? Do they cry?
Unknown. Oh.
Why is the sun so hot? The moon so cool? If I ask too much, does it make me a fool?
No dumb questions. It's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask. Each other, does the wind have a dad? Does the rain have a mother? Why's my toast always landing face down? Why does my dog make the vacuum sound?
I wonder out loud, I'll never stop. Curiosity's my crown.
Yo, yo,
no dumb questions, it's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask anywhere.
Relax, it's fine, it's how I shine.
If it sounds dumb, it's probably mine.
Why do we laugh when it's quiet at night?
Do dreams have colors or just black and white?
Why is the world round that shape like a square?
Do stars get lonely when there
you go.
Aw, don't be lonely, stars.
I do love that song. I do.
I do too.
All right, so this is like a relationship type question. Okay, it says, all right, I need help because I feel like I'm either paranoid or I'm about to get played.
Ooh.
Okay, my best friend and my boyfriend have gotten really close lately. At first, I thought it was great. Like, oh, they get along. Now it's starting to feel off. Oh, here we go. They text a lot. They hang out when I'm not around. And sometimes I find out after the fact, oh, yeah, we grabbed coffee or we just ran into each other. How does this keep happening? I don't know. I know somebody who's in a loving, long-term marriage, and they were, I guess the woman was friends with the other one's girlfriend, the other girl's girlfriend. Well, the girlfriend went out of town, and then he ended up hanging out and going to movies and stuff like that, and ended up falling for her, and now they have a big, happy family. Oh. Never spoke to that girl again. I can't remember. I think it was one of her best friends.
From one of her best friends?
Yeah. When they went out of town. It happens. I knew that happened in high school once, too. I had two friends that were dating two different people, and they went on. Mm-hmm. One of them went together on like a spring break type deal. The other two stayed home, and then they ended up dating each other. That was the weird one because they just literally switched mates.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to get even with you. I'm going to date Gary.
I mean,
I'm not trying to panic this woman, but yeah.
This is a really tricky one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally in the camp of the letter writer, where I'm like, that doesn't smell right. That does not pass the smell test for me at all. Nope. Like,
no.
Spending that much time together without you.
Yeah, they hang out when she's not around.
No, you're the common thread. They don't have any reason to be hanging out with each other if you're not around.
All right, here's a part B.
Okay.
There's more to this.
There's more.
The other night, we were all together, and I caught her laughing at something he said and, like, touching his arm. Not crazy. Not in a crazy, obvious way, but enough where I noticed it and couldn't unsee it. And now I'm starting to feel insane because if I say something, I look jealous and insecure. And if I don't, I feel like I'm being disrespected.
If it's your best friend, you should be able to have a conversation with them. I mean, this isn't something you have to bring up with the boyfriend, but this is definitely something that you can, like, start the conversation with your best friend. Just be like, this is hurting me. Like, I'm glad you guys like each other, but, like, what's going on? It doesn't seem like there's not nothing,
Molly,
there.
Pardon? I think you're overreacting, Molly, is what she'll say.
What kind of friend is that? I think you're overreacting. Really? That's your knee-jerk reaction?
I think you're just being paranoid. You don't care about my happiness. He's just a good friend. We text a lot and we go places when you're not around because, frankly, I don't even think he likes to do things that you like to do.
And there it is. Interesting.
I haven't seen
anything. You didn't
even
know this person until I introduced you. What about all your other really good friends? Like, I'm your best friend. You and I like to do things together. Why aren't we just hanging out?
Her gut is telling her something isn't right, she says.
Trust your gut.
And I would trust your gut. Yeah, trust your gut.
This makes me so angry. Oh, you've ruined my day. I hope you're happy. Not the letter writer. Just the fact that, like, this whole... No. My heart goes out to that. I have lived that.
You have lived this. Okay.
Yes. And nothing is more harmful than being gaslit in a situation like this. Like, that is probably one of the worst betrayals of it all.
Yes.
It's less about... It's like, fine. You like him. He likes you. You guys are finding each other at the expense of me and my happiness. It's fine. Like, you don't, whatever. But don't make me feel crazy. Like, that's where I draw the line. Like, I can do that all on my own. I can play my own little soundtrack in my head about I'm being paranoid or what's going on or, you know, maybe I didn't see. Don't make me doubt myself. Don't bring into question what my instincts are telling me, because my instincts apparently are right. And you're
you don't understand me.
I don't, because I would never do this to a friend. You're right. I don't understand, because this isn't something that I would do to another friend.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
You know, I would at least own it. Yeah. If you're going to do it, own it.
Well, but we're assuming that it is 100% bad. Because maybe we should look on the other side too. And maybe the writer is, because we don't have a name. Maybe she is overreacting in some ways. But let's get to part C. This is okay. The next part of
there's
this
another.
Letter.
Oh boy, Marty in a lather. You're going to send me to the moon.
Also, and this really bothers me, she says.
Uh-oh.
She tells him things about me that I haven't even told him yet. Like she's trying to be closer to him than I am. Am I overthinking this, or is this one of the situations where I need to say something before it gets worse? And who do I even confront first, him or her? Please tell me you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
Without knowing.
That's wrong.
But I mean, this is the thing. Talk to your friend. She's your friend.
Yeah.
Talk to her.
Well, you think she would be your friend. This doesn't sound like a friend to me.
We don't know. I'm just saying she started the letter with, this is my best friend. And if it really is somebody that you feel is your best friend, you should be able to have those tough conversations with them. And if this person really is your best friend, they're not going to stonewall you and be like, you're being crazy. They're going to say like, oh my God, okay, well, let's talk about this. And give that person the opportunity to explain themselves. It might be something where she's just flirty. There are people that are just flirty.
Yeah.
They don't mean anything by it. And they just, and so if it's something where it's like, damn, I felt so bad because, you know, we weren't close and it made you seem like you had to choose between the two of us, but now you can just, now we can all hang out together. I didn't realize that like I was being quite that, like I'd crossed a line in being friendly with him. Like my bad, I'll back off.
You're all
and then ladder. If she doesn't say all of those really appropriate, nice things, that's when we have to burn the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough one because I mean, when you call someone your best friend, that's your sidekick, man. That's your person. And then you have the boyfriend. Are you calling him the best boyfriend? Your best boyfriend? He's just another dude. I'm sure you care about him, but at the same time, best friend shouldn't be doing that. And Molly, you're right. She should have a conversation with the best friend. The part about him smelling like her is weird too. I don't even understand
like
that.
Smelling like her? I miss
Yeah,
what?
Like he wears her perfume.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Kidding.
I was going to say, I listened very carefully to you reading and nobody said anything about scents.
Yeah. Because I didn't. I was joking.
Don't rile me up even more. Get me going. You tapped into some really background stuff.
Oh, wow. All right. So if you need any if you need any help with your stuff, there's no dumb questions. All right. Just good answers is all it is. Questionable answers better.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't. But seriously, the letter writer, reach out. We can talk.
Yeah, that is crazy. People are stinking crazy.
When it comes to love, everybody's a little bit.
Yeah.
Bananas. Because
you want the dream. You want the dream. Whatever dream. That is.
Just want
to. Sorry, I was touching my nipples.
I know, right? Like, what's going on over there?
Sidetracked me.
Hope you weren't doing that in the baby aisle. Like, is he lactating?
Yeah.
Sorry, where's the nipple cream? Like, for your significant other? You're like, no, for me. I am really chafing. I need some nipple cream. I understand that there's some in this section.
Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Creeper on aisle 12.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe rest of your day and do yourself good.